Dun dun dun.
Dirty will kick my ass.
Trying to see who we are. And they mad cause they ain't. We out here making moves that these weak hoes can't. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Niggas gon' be mad at us. They just gonna be mad at us.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of
Honestly Unbothered.
It's me, your girl Queen T, aka Tiana Basic, and I'm here with no other than
LG in the house. No, we gotta do the.
Say it again.
I ain't trying to do Alicia Keys on Super Bowl.
Oh Lord. Alicia Keys on Super Bowl. All right, get that note right. Get it right. I said, do your vocal exercises.
LG in the house.
Yes, and as y'all know, we always in the house, and we're going to kick this podcast off with Get the Lace Front off the top of your eyebrows and
pay attention, pay attention.
Yes, and that's not a recording, bitch. Okay. Kanye and Ty Dolla Signs.
It would be easier if it was, though, but go ahead.
Yeah, it would. Okay, that's when we, you know, get the recordings and all that shit in order. But we're coming soon, more professional.
Yeah.
But anyways, you know, just starting out. When you're starting a business, you got to start from the bottom up. The bottom up, baby. Okay,
and I'll started from the bottom, now we're here.
Now we're here.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here.
38 Street Girls! In the house. But Kanye and Ty Dolla Signs, they collaborated on an album called Vultures, and it has debuted at number one according to Billboard music charts in the 200. Honey,
look at your radio voice.
And all I can say is, wow, as much as they hate Kanye or they talk badly about Kanye.
No, because they talking bad about Kanye makes money, but go ahead. Yeah,
but what are they doing? They still hanging on to his every word, honey.
On
like,
his ball sack?
What is he gonna do next?
Or is he controlling his wife? No, that was the TMZ girl. Oh, girl, he took her phone, like, remember?
Really? That was a crazy question. But anyways, I don't know who you controlling.
Why don't you ask me about how they don't let me see my kids no more?
I don't know how many husbands would let their wife walk around half naked. She clearly do what she want to do. Okay, but according to reality T writer Justin Smith via Yahoo.com Entertainment, Portia Williams Gabbadia's husband, Simon Gabbadia, is fighting deportation due to his criminal past back in the 1980s. Okay, so they said that in the 80s, he did everything possible to stay in America. Yes.
Because remember, he committed
fraud. Yeah, he's an older guy.
I'm just joking.
Well,
he ain't too much older than me.
Well, honestly, he about the same age as Portia's mama.
Damn.
I mean, it's the truth, girl. Her mama was are you trying to bring him to introduce him to me, girl? But nah. But she really likes Simon for everything he do to her, for her daughter. You know, I don't know what all that is, but apparently he has private jets and everything and properties in multiple countries. So he's still trying to get his
stereotypical Nigerian.
Yeah, he's Nigerian.
No, his stereotypical Nigerian schemes. Because, you know, they say that you got to be careful when you go to Nigeria because you might fall into a trap. Like, I follow this guy, Wodima, on YouTube. And he said he was looking up stuff on his computer in a taxi in Nigeria because he had went to visit Nigeria or whatever. I forget why. And he said that he was stopped by the Nigerian police, and they thought he was trying to do a scam because he had his computer out in the back of the seat of the taxi, which is funny. So stereotypical, right? I'm not saying that Nigerians all do scams. Actually, most Nigerians I meet, they have very good careers. They're very hardworking.
Yeah,
people.
He's a hardworking guy.
But he did come to this country and do a bunch of scams, and then he lost
to stay
his
here,
citizenship.
Though. All of his
to make money, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was all to stay in this country because he already had businesses and things of that nature back in the 80s. So
yeah, scam business.
What you mean scam?
I don't know.
Scams is all surrounded.
I'm just based off the article you sent me.
Yeah, but they're all surrounded about him using false documentation to stay in the country. Oh. Him saying that he was married to somebody to stay in the country. It was everything he did was to stay in the country. You know what I'm saying? He supposedly had a fake marriage to stay here.
Oh, it's so funny though, as I was cool with this Nigerian dude back in the day. We ain't gonna get no details. Anyway, and he said that you'd be surprised about if you're a Nigerian and you have citizenship here, mm-hmm. that how other Nigerians will use you to get citizenship. I thought that was funny as fuck. I had to mention that, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, they marry somebody that has citizenship.
Yeah, because they're Nigerian, he's Nigerian, and they will try to marry another Nigerian because they have American citizenship. I could not believe that. I was like, y'all use each other for citizenships, too?
I heard about, them.
I've heard a lot of people coming here and
getting married for citizenship.
Nigerian is a lot of...
Well, apparently, Simon...
I've heard of.
Simon, yeah. Portia's husband, was one of those people. Now, these allegations have started to make the circuits. I mean, this shit been going on since 2020 of him being deported, okay?
He was deported twice, right? No, once. It was only once. I believe. We can go back over the article.
I can look at the article, but he's been deported. But they said he left on his own recognizance. Mm-hmm. He just left before they could deport him, basically. But he was scheduled to be deported, but he already was gone. You know, because he got private jets and shit. So he just left.
I don't think he had private jets back in the
80s. I don't know what he had, girl, but the man been having money for a long time.
And he probably wasn't even broke in Nigeria, so. But I mean.
No, honestly, I think
when you switch, is it Naira? I think it's Naira. Naira. If you switch American currency to Nigerian currency,
Yeah, but I don't think Simon was ever broke. I don't think he was ever
broke. No, I didn't say that.
Not in the 80s. Like, he was an older man in the 80s. So he wasn't a young man in the 80s. He was still older. You know, he had businesses here. He got a lot of businesses in Atlanta. And he also has property in Atlanta. So how are they allowing him to buy property and he supposed to be on the deportation
list? You don't have
list?
To be an American citizen. You don't have to have rights as American to buy property here. I mean,
so they going to let you property and then deport you?
Yeah, but they can't take your property away.
Well, that's crazy.
Wow, this is a capitalistic society.
I know. It's just a lot of it doesn't make sense, because if he was an American citizen... Whatever he did back in the 80s could have been expunged by now.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. Goddamn, his wife was born. Wife was born in the 80s when all this was going on. Portia was born in the 80s. Like, she was a child. Like, what? Or adult. Adult. She wasn't even born. She wasn't
what?
Even...
She's not even born in the 90s.
She was a thought in her daddy nutsack when he was getting...
Okay. So she's born in the mid-late 80s.
Yeah. She was born in the early 80s. But she was a thought in her daddy's
nutsack. Well, she was a thought in her daddy's nutsack.
When he was going through these...
You're right.
Yeah, when he was going through these... I guess he's been accused with these criminal activities, which involved him just scamming to be a citizen of the United States. So that's all his criminal activities are surrounded by.
Yeah. That's
fraud.
That's pretty much.
Yeah, fraud and potential deportation. That's what he's charged with.
No, now, yeah, but his fraud charges are old as fuck.
Yeah, and potential
deportation. Older than Portia, apparently.
Yeah, older than Portia, all that shit. It's so old that if he was a citizen, it could have been expunged.
And they probably would actually stop going after him because they didn't catch him in this
country. As
much
money as he's made in this country, you would think they would leave this man alone.
It's definitely not fake news, but it's like...
No, it's real news.
It's like... It's been brought out because he's in the limelight now.
Well, it's also because Portia is... It's confirmed now that Candy's leaving the Real Housewives. Uh-huh. You know, she's not taking the contract or whatever. That Portia's coming back, baby.
So do you think maybe he has been facing these issues that America couldn't approve exactly? But because Portia's going to the Real Housewives, they use that to give her a springboard into being back on the show? Do you think that might be it?
The reason why these allegations are popping up is that's going to be her storyline for the season of her trying to keep her husband in this country and not go have to live in his home native country.
She doesn't have to live in his native country.
Well, you're going to go with your husband if he doing right and he treating you right and she's in love
with her husband. I mean, she's been to his country many times.
Hey, but you know, she got a hell of American saving money of American savings. The Naira, I think it's called the Naira.
Well, she got her own money. She got a business.
That's my whole point.
Yeah, and then
she can live better in Nigeria on herself. True, so what she making? True, just,
yeah, if she transfers her money over to
Is it called Naira? Let me look it up. I gotta look it
up. To his native currency, it would be way
Nigerian currency.
Well, while she's looking that up, we can go on to maybe he should have applied for dual citizenship because he owns property in.
Oh, it's right. I'm probably not pronouncing it right, but it's N-A-I-R-A. So I call it Naira.
Not Naira. Yeah. The name of their currency.
But that might not be how you pronounce
it. How you pronounce it. Yeah, I don't know. But that sounds about right based on the spelling. But I think if.
I'm going to name my daughter Naira. I'm gonna have another child. And I'm gonna name her Naira.
The way that
Monday. Portia, sorry, that would be.
Yeah, even though the way with Simon is kind of suspect, and you know her castmate was dating, was married to Simon, you know, and all that. But I think she really loved this man. Like their relationship has not been that public since it's all over Instagram and her ex page or whatever. But it's not being as public as it was if she was still a housewife. And now she's becoming a housewife again. Now they're basically trying to put her storyline out there.
Yeah.
I think. That's going to be her entire... Like, what else... What other kind of storyline would she bring besides her jealous baby daddy, which she used on the last season?
And I stole the bitch from the seasons, whatever. What do you know?
Oh, yeah. She's already used it. She stole the castmate's husband.
Yeah.
And then she's already used the jealous baby daddy. And then she's already used, you know, she married a man old as her mama. All that's been done. All of that's been, I mean, her mama, her daddy, whoever. I think he older than her mama.
You got a baby
by a
nigga that's older than your mama would be now.
I ain't know that. That's true. I didn't know that he lied about his age. Simon didn't lie. You know, Portia knew he was old as her mama. But anyways, you know, I think this is going to have a lot to do with her storyline, though. His deportation rumors and how to keep her husband in this country.
Uh-huh, that would make a good show.
It would. I don't think it would be bad. I think it's good TV. And I tune in. I don't really particularly...
I just don't watch TV, so really, these days. So I would not tune in, but yeah. Tiana will let me know. Queen T will let me know.
Portia is like... I think she's like the oldest veteran.
One of them, yeah.
But she's the youngest housewife.
So wait, how did she get on the show originally? Because I don't
remember. She was married to a football player.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And that didn't go out too well, but this is her second marriage. But anyways, I think that if she doesn't want her husband to be deported, but also if he is deported,
he's not gonna be deported.
He owns too many properties here, but
he's making America too much money.
And if he is gonna be deported, you know, I think she would go with him.
You think so? Yeah, well, yeah, I think would, because, man,
she gonna follow
you're basically a queen.
Yo, no.
with her finances going back to Nigeria, hell yeah.
They're
going to be living good.
Yeah.
Even though the cost of
Nigeria
living...
Nigeria is not the only country he has property in. They can go anywhere else. And again, he has
if she gets deported to Africa. And he gets deported to Nigeria, they can, Africa, period, she would live good. Right now, with her finances, with her savings, with her business, she'd live good. Just saying.
But I think she would definitely leave if it comes down to the.
I'm saying, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, I believe there could be a Real Housewife Nigeria. Okay, because they've been casting a lot of Nigerian American.
They might already
women.
Have a similar show in Nigeria.
Oh, you know it, But Andy Cohen got to have his name on it because he created this shit.
Right.
He created the Real Housewives. So
Andy Cohen is the gay Jewish guy, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. But he created the Real Housewives franchise. That's his franchise, but. I think, according to Western Mass, let's go on to the next story of get the lace front out the top of your eyebrows, because y'all know it's Black History, but it's also tax season. Okay?
Yeah.
And we're going to need y'all to get the lace front.
What you trying to be? You trying to be racist over here? No, I'm just joking.
What? What you say?
You know tax season to Black people, Christmas.
Girl, stop. Shit, that's anybody Christmas this you know this.
I'm just being funny though.
Hold up. What percentage is living under poverty or below 100,000? It's like 85%. No, it's like 95% of America.
Probably.
So that's America's fucking Christmas. America's Christmas. Tax season is America's Christmas. It's the new Christmas. Because that's also when a lot of sales happen and everything like that. You know, they're trying to get you to spend that tax check. In which most
tax seasons is basically the yearly stimulus.
I say it's give back to America.
Basically. they're giving you some money and then you go and give it right back to them.
And you give it right back to them if you're not smart. You know, if you're not smart about your finances. But according to Western Mass News on YouTube, you can find it on YouTube as well. Tax season is off to a slow start this year, y'all.
Really?
And it's due to confusion over the child tax credit. Mm-hmm. Because apparently you're supposed to be getting more money back this year on the child tax.
But it depends on your income. You have to be under a certain income threshold.
Yeah. But again,
which people's would make up income a threshold, large amount of tax of people who are filing taxes.
But again, Gina, this is what I say. People's income may be rising, but the cost of living has exceeded.
Yeah, several times.
Exceeded that. Tripled the national income level. And people are getting back less money this year. Less money. Even with the increase in the so-called child tax credit, people apparently are getting back $1,000 less.
I think it's because they dumbasses is going to fucking these tax preparers that don't know what the fuck they doing.
And also,
so you could just do your shit online.
And I think it has a lot to do with people not claiming their total deductions. Like I used to do when I had a job. Like, people don't know what we're talking about, but claiming your total deductions. But people are not claiming their total deductions.
Nah.
If you donate a shit to Goodwill, claim it. If you contribute to any other charity, claim it, because it's a good... It's
can
a
you
good,
claim your tithes? I never know. I
just, yes, you can okay. You can claim your tithes and offering in the church and give you a little card for that and everything to show how much tithes and offering you pay for that year. They keep track. You think they don't, but they do.
It depends on the church, probably.
Mm-hmm. But if they not keeping track, you should keep track.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, and get that money back at the end of the year. But it's a lot of deductions that aren't being claimed. Business deductions, it's a lot of deductions that are out there. And a lot of people that get audited found that they owe money. They are owed money instead of that they owe money. A lot of people get audited and they ended up not getting the money that they were supposed to get back. And they get audited, and the IRS is like, well, we thought y'all owed us some money. No, bitch, you owe me some money because I didn't claim all my deductions. And that's how it be. I mean, that's 90% of the people that get audited. They don't even owe anything. That's what's crazy.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was mostly like big-ass companies and stuff. So you turn the regular Joe dude, the one who makes $100,000 or less a year, are the main ones getting audited. Because I thought they were just mostly going out like Donald Trump and corporations.
Yeah, and oh, did y'all know y'all can get a deduction on your freaking your registration fees for your vehicle?
Fuck?
Yeah,
I know you can get on your house.
You can get registration fees deducted that you pay on your vehicle.
What you pay on your rent? Because I used to do that back when I filed taxes.
And on your house taxes and all that, you can get a deduction on all that
rent. That's what I used to get.
No, if you own your house and you pay taxes, like you guys. So you own your house and you pay taxes.
So you
can get a deduction on that.
Because, you know, me and my husband, this is like
second
year we filed together.
I keep telling you and your husband, y'all not using all y'all.
No.
As homeowners, you guys are not
using. When I used to file his taxes, because we didn't file together, because we basically had separate households. I don't even want to go into explaining why we have separate households. Because we basically had separate households. I used to file the property tax, but because he is a veteran and he does not pay that much in property taxes, he didn't get no money back. So for that, he didn't get no credits for that. Nothing for that.
Well, get the lace front at the top of y'all eyebrows and pay attention, because y'all need to claim all y'all deductions, people. For real, the deduction, this is what gets you a bigger tax break at the end of the day, and it gets you a refund.
Mm-hmm.
Period. If you ain't getting a refund, it's because you're not claiming them deductions. Everybody does something every year that would give
them. Not to mention travel expenses, especially if you're going
for your job. Yeah. Travel expenses for your job, anything that you purchase for your business, you can get tax deductions on that. And I best believe I claim all that shit. Okay? Now, it's very important that you do this or you won't see a return. And our income credit is not a refund. But I call it a return because think of all the money they take out of your check every freaking day. I mean, every week or every other week for people to get paid every other week. All right, some people that get salary and get paid yearly and monthly, they do not even think about all the deductions that they do on a yearly basis. No, they don't think to claim it. Like, travel to work, that's a deduction, if you didn't know. You traveling to get to work.
Well, I thought it depended on
what type of job you do.
Mm-mm.
So, like, it's any job that you do.
Well, if you're a CNA, you definitely should be filing that.
Any job that you do that requires you to travel there.
Yeah, but if I'm only traveling down the street to McDonald's, that's not a deduction, is it? Like,
yeah, if you delivering food and everything, yeah, that's a deduction.
No, I'm saying if you're traveling just to go down the street.
Yeah, and that's your job. You're still traveling to get there and back. That's travel deduction.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know you could
read
that.
Your meter, record your meters, and use that shit at the end of your meter in your car, it calculates your mileage. So use that to get your deduction at the end of the year, especially if you're going back and forth to working. And like some people live in a town that's not where their job is at.
Yeah.
So you go ahead and you can get that deduction.
I didn't know that because I used to travel like over 8 miles, over 8 miles to work every day.
Well, I had a job that I used to travel out of town to do every day. Every day I would go out of town, out of Indianapolis, and I would go to that job, and you still got to claim those deductions because you're traveling for work. But anyways, Nicki Minaj has made history, black history, y'all, black history, yes. She is the most awarded rapper of all time with a record 427 wins, y'all.
Whoop, whoop.
427, that's like unheard of. And her little, she's been in the industry for years and she's been award winning rapper and singer.
She's going on like 15. No, she's going on more than 15 years.
More than 15
she's
years.
She's going on a, probably close to 20 years.
Close to 20, yeah. She's a veteran or what they call an OG.
So about 16,
she's an OG
16,
in the
18 years.
She's young, though. She's young, but she's still like an OG in the industry. And I just want to, you know, give her flowers. And according to Hot 97, though, she wants Cat Williams.
But she needs to take that damn Bigfoot song off the internet.
I don't think so. It's still in the top 10.
Sucks.
It's still in the top 10. Come on now.
I don't give
Megan
a fuck.
Megan debuted her
album.
Well, Megan's diss album debuted at...
Megan diss album. Fuck diss album, period. But I'm just saying.
You know, I don't like the diss albums.
Even
I don't know why.
Even if that wasn't like a get back at Megan and her bullshit and their bullshit between each other, their fake ass beef, industry beef.
Yeah, I think it's both a reason to promote their new albums, but I also think it's personal. Well, I think it's really personal.
She did call Megan's husband a child molester.
Yeah, a 30-year-old.
No, Megan, I'm sorry. Megan did call Nicki's husband a child molester.
Yeah, Megan called Nicki's husband a child molester, but like I said, a 30-year-old case, you know, find something new to talk about.
I don't understand how that case works, but yeah,
30 years ago,
a child molester. I guess he raped somebody his age or whatever by knife point, which is horrible.
You read the article?
No, that's what your daughter said.
I didn't read the article.
I never read. I never get into this shit because I know a lot of it is just for publicity.
Yeah. I don't listen to bloggers like that. You know, I like to.
No, I listen to them. Don't get me wrong.
Some of them is actual and factual. But some of them just be spewing out shit that with no documentation. Mm. And that's why I be like, allegedly.
They shouldn't be on YouTube because they can get sued like Tasha K.
No, not if they call their information for entertainment purposes only.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
I forgot about that.
Basically, let's get into the next story. Okay, because some stories are put up there as actual factual, okay? But Little Mama, this is actual and factual, but again,
and everybody knows
it's
that.
Allegations.
I didn't know it, obviously, but
it's allegations, and on our channel, it's only for entertainment purposes. Now, Little Mama reveals Jay-Z, because you know we all for the shits and giggles, anyways. But Little Mama reveals that Jay-Z messed up her entire career for one mistake that she made back in 2009 at the VMA Awards when she walked on stage.
You know, I thought that shit she was supposed to be. I thought that she was supposed to come on stage.
I did too. I thought she was there like it was normal. And
they all from New York.
And they all doing they you know, they popping their collars at that time.
Yes.
She was popping her collar in 2009. She was doing big things and she got up on the stage and she was like, yeah, we're from New York. And she probably was drunk, but apparently Beyonce tried to stop her.
I saw that. I saw the video. Yeah.
She said she
I didn't see it originally. I just saw her up on the stage, going up on the stage. And I thought that they had planned for her to come up on the stage later.
I did too. I didn't see nothing wrong.
And the thing is, Alicia Keys said that she never even knew Lil Mama was on the stage.
Yeah, but then she did an interview saying that it was wrong for her to come up there because they had did weeks and weeks of rehearsing and other. Like, what is she ruling? She didn't rule anything.
No, the she didn't. Anything, she made it more interesting.
She did. I thought she made the performance more interesting.
And I thought that was what she came up there for.
I did too. I thought, hey, look at the New York doing it. Yeah, they doing it. I was like, they didn't rock the mama up.
But then you see this video later on that Beyonce said, no, go up there. Like,
yeah.
She didn't say it, but you could tell that's what she was saying.
She tried to stop her. And she was like, girl, I'm going. She thought they was cool like that, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Think they was cool like that. But Jay-Z apparently totally annihilated this girl career. But I don't think he annihilated it. Girl's still making money. She done did the TLC movie since then.
Did she really? Oh, she played Left Eye,
she
didn't
she? Left Eye.
Her portrayal of
Left Eye, a lot of people left a sour taste in a lot of people's mouth. Now, because they...
I didn't watch the movie.
You haven't watched the TLC movie?
No,
I think it was more
Nobody can do Left Eye. Left Eye was like the what do you want to call it? Hip hop R&B Michael Jackson. Her fucking lyrics, her style, it was so unique that nobody can replace her. That's why TLC never actually came back after Left Eye.
But they did that one album. It didn't.
Yeah,
after the movie,
they didn't even feel right doing it without Left Eye. So
I didn't get that.
Yeah, no. T-Boy said that on her. She had a reality TV show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I don't know how long it lasted, but I did watch it.
I didn't know she had a reality TV show. T-Boy's right.
Mm-hmm.
But I did notice in the movie that it was more based off of her and Chili's perspective. I don't think that character of Left Eye was based off of who Left Eye really was. Because they were saying that, like, it kind of made her seem like an ultimate diva. Like she was,
what?
I'm not showing up if this, that, and the other. And I might as well go and work with Master P.
Well, she did burn down her boyfriend's house, his mansion, so.
For cheating. Yeah, but she didn't mean to. I think she was burning his shoes.
Burning his clothes and stuff.
In a bathtub. Had burned his shoes in a bathtub previously, but then this new tub he had got, it wasn't as fireproof as the old tub. Yeah, this is true story.
I just thought the fire got out of control.
No, she said this. This was in an interview that Left Eye did before she died. So, apparently, she had burnt up his shoes in a bathtub that they had previously had. And then this got a new tub, and this tub wasn't as fireproof as the old tub, and a part of the mansion ended up burning down.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. But he went to
the mansion burning down. I didn't know I had to do with the bathtubs or nothing.
And he went to court.
The fire got out of control, and that's why the part of the mansion burnt down. But yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could actually say that they're portraying her correctly because of what she did with her boyfriend that cheated on her.
Yeah.
But who knows? I don't know.
I think the movie made her seem like a total diva.
She did when she met Dr. Sabian. She was going through her spiritual moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the Left Eye that I have a lasting impression of. Whatever I was
about her documentary. I think it was like a documentary of her.
No, she
showing
did
her own death though.
Yeah, she did. No, that whole documentary she did, that was her. She documented her trip to Honduras to meet Dr. Sabi.
Mm-hmm. But then she ended up dying in the documentary.
She
Technically, I think she killed herself. I mean, if I
want, she wasn't even driving.
She was too driving. Nobody.
Oh, she was the yes, one driving.
Nobody else in the car. So,
but what, didn't other people die?
No, nobody else died. What happened was is that I don't know how many days prior it was, but during her trip in Honduras, she had ran over a little boy who ran across the street. She killed the little boy,
and his name happened to be Lopez.
I don't know.
Yeah, his who name knows? Was Lopez. The little boy died in Honduras. His last name was Lopez.
I don't know.
But she paid for the funeral.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. But if you watch the documentary, she seems to have never gotten over that. You know, the days preceding. No, I wouldn't have either. And it's like she just get it off. I think that maybe in her mind, she was trying to do what she thought she should have done when the little boy ran out in front of her. And so when she skidded off the road, because, like, they were taping, and it's just the car went off the road, and then the tape stopped. So I'm thinking that she just had a flashback at the moment as she was driving with the people that were her entourage or whatever that came with her to see Dr. Sabi. Dr. Sabi was a cool dude, though. But anyway.
That's how they portray her in the movie. Like, she never went anywhere without her entourage and, you know, that type of thing. You know, it's kind of like the same thing that happened on the Escape documentary where Tasha never went anywhere without her entourage. Yeah. And they were like, they all had their teams and stuff. But when it came to doing business, you know, it just need to be us.
Yeah.
You know, and your team don't need to come when it business is pertaining to us as a group.
So, So in the documentary, they're driving down the road. I can't remember what the dialogue was or anything. And then all of a sudden, she skirts off
and she's gone. Just
goes to black. And nobody passed away in that car but her.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if they were injured or not, but nobody in that car passed away. And this is her documentary from her perspective. The videos that she took while she was in Honduras. This is not something that somebody made for her. You know what I'm saying?
It was great.
So I cannot base... So the fact that they got Little Mama playing this diva bitch that is supposed to represent Left Eye, I don't know if I could believe that as her character. I don't know.
Well, at the end, they did go into how she was recording the documentary and when she died and how T-Boz and Chili went through their heartbreak of losing her and all that. In the movie, you gotta watch the movie. The movie's good. It was done on Lifetime, which I thought it should have been in the theaters. You know, because Lifetime.
Netflix.
No, it was on Lifetime, girl.
Netflix should do another one, and they should insert.
Oh, you think it should go? Look, hey, Netflix.
Netflix, pay me.
Oh yeah, and
do another documentary.
Yes.
And make insert it some of the footage from her Honduras trip.
Oh, they did do that in the regular movie, though.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, they did do some of the footage from her documentary.
I didn't watch
that. That's why I said you didn't watch the movie, but a lot of people didn't watch it because, you know, she's gone. But anyways.
That's not why.
Speaking of documentaries. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that I don't remember because you interrupted me.
I'm sorry, I interrupted your thought.
It doesn't even matter. Whatever I was saying,
it was about Left Eye. You was gonna say something.
Was just saying that I don't feel like that she was portrayed accurately, and I think that they could do better if they decide to do another.
Yes, I do agree.
Or do another movie on her life.
Yeah, I agree with that.
No shade to Lil Mama. No shade to Lil Mama. She probably did a good job. I don't know. I didn't watch it, so.
Well, you know. I think she did a great job playing Left Eye. She's a great actress. I'm not going to even lie to anybody. Little Mama is a great actor. She's a great singer. She's a dancer and she's a rapper. Like, she's a triple threat. Yeah, she sang her face off, girl. Not like you could sing, oh, that's good. Like, she sang and it give you chills in your body. She could sing. That's crazy that her career got ruined off of a 2009 VMA, I guess, prank. That's what they want to call it.
Was it a prank? She felt like she should be up there. They was talking about her city. She felt like she should be up there. That's what I did.
And them her people, right?
From the video you sent me.
But they claim to be her friends, her people exactly. Or whatever. Like, I can go up here with my friends.
But Alicia Keys did forgive her. I saw a video of her and Alicia Keys.
Well, she said Jay-Z never forgave her. Never.
And she said she watched that video later and she saw how upset Jay-Z was of her being on stage.
Well, y'all can go look it up. You know, it's on VladTV.com, her interview that she did talking about it, Lil Mama. It's on VladTV.com. But let's get into this strange world. So, everybody and they mama is speaking on this new revelation, which is not that new because apparently they've been dating for a while, of Jennifer Hudson and Common's relationship. Everybody and their mama is speaking on it. Erykah Badu done said something about him not being a faithful motherfucker and he gonna always be single. Tiffany Haddish has came out and spoke against Common and how but she didn't though? Know. Because he broke up with her via...
No, I'm saying why they talking?
Through his people, I guess. Now he didn't even have the guts to call her.
What does Common's interaction with them have to do with him and Jennifer Hudson? Because niggas don't act the same way in every relationship. Let's be real here.
No, they don't. I'm not saying that because apparently Jennifer's ex is speaking up because apparently he don't like it either. Okay. David Otunga, her son's father. So he revealed that Jennifer Hudson cheated on him with a producer. Y'all can go look it up on the Culture Spill on YouTube for the in-depth story. But, you know, they was together for 10 years. Okay, and that's common knowledge.
Otega, whatever.
Her and David. And, you know, on her show, she always called her son Lil David.
No, I don't watch her show, so. Yeah.
What? Lil David. You don't watch
Jennifer Hudson? Shit. I sit and read books at home and play games on my phone. Okay. And then you send me articles and I read them.
I feel you on that because, you know, everything ain't for everybody. But
it's not that. It's just that, you know.
You ain't got the time.
I got plenty of time. It's not that. It's
no, you might not have time for that. Your day is filled with what you like to do, and maybe that's not your cup of tea.
But no, I take time to read and research after you send me, like, oh, this is our
after
topic.
I send you the article. Yeah. I feel you. I like to research everything.
But I don't follow these people, and I don't even care about what's going on in their daily life. And I think this fucking shit where people are talking about Common and shit, mind your own business, bitch. Who gives a fuck what's going on between Jennifer and Common?
That's why it's strange to me.
And you look crazy going on and talking bad about this nigga you used to date.
And that's why it's strange world. That's why it's strange world to me. I'm telling you, the world is strange.
And you know, I mean,
why y'all trying down their relationship? Nobody was talking about their relationship before they came public. Nobody. Yeah. They was cool. Now everybody want to put their 2, 3, 4, 5 cents in about their relationship. I'm like, let these people live. Like, if it don't work out, it don't work out. It don't work out. Don't give reasons as to why y'all relationships didn't work out with these same people.
Yeah, so who gives a fuck if your relationship didn't work?
Get the fuck out of here. It happened. Shit.
What is the fact that your relationship didn't work have to do with this relationship?
20 years later, that's all I can say about mine. Everybody was like, this, that, and the other. Why you choose him to be your husband? This, that, and the other. You know
what I said.
What I got to say, I met my match.
What I said. Yes, I
nobody.
Said, no, I said that to you first before you said, I met my match.
I had to realize because I can't live without him. But some people are meant to be with each other. And when I seen them on that interview, before I seen the interview, I was like, this is weird, Common and Jennifer. But then I saw the interview. And I was like, this make a whole lot of sense. He like accomplished women. Jennifer is a beautiful woman. She seemed like the type of big booty woman he like. Like, he like a big booty woman.
I guess. I don't know.
That's accomplished. Yeah. All his women is big booty. Erykah. She got big old booty. What's the other one?
I don't know.
Serena Williams.
Oh,
big old
she
booty.
Got a huge ass.
His baby mama.
Nice, huge muscular ass.
Big old booty. You know, he like a real voluptuous big, like, nice shape hourglass black woman, and she fit the criteria, and she also has, you know, all these accolades behind her. He like an accomplished woman. His mama's accomplished, his daughter's accomplished. We already talked about this.
Yeah.
Like, and Jennifer likes an accomplished man. Her baby daddy's accomplished. She was with him for over 10 years. Nobody's known her to be with anybody else in the industry besides David. David is of the industry, but he came from being a stockbroker or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a corporate man. He's very educated, highly educated. Like, she's like educated man. Mm-hmm. Like Jennifer's not a dummy. She like a man that's on her same intellectual level.
Yeah, I had to learn that the hard way. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Because you try to be nice. But anyways, I think that it might work out, and if it don't, people need to mind their business.
Exactly. That's my whole point.
And they should have kept it quiet, though.
But don't equate how a nigga treats you to how you're going to treat the next bitch. Yeah.
Never
there's
do
a
that.
Lot of
never
a lot that. Of men and women out there. Men, women, he, she, they, it's shims and cats and dogs that treat everybody the same way. But not everybody does that.
And you cannot equate what happened to you being in a relationship with that person that's going to happen to another person. And the fact that you're out there in the public talking about that makes you look
stupid.
Strange.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. It makes you look strange, for real. But again, that's the strange world we're living in. But they didn't, the bloggers didn't put out all kind of documentaries about this shit, about Jennifer and Common's past relationships, and as to reasons why it won't work. And I'm like, get your business. Because y'all don't know if these people relationship.
Well, them, I got the bloggers. Okay, they bloggers, and they making money. Yeah. They making money, so that's different. Yeah. But
you saying they're doing it for entertainment purposes? Yeah, that's what they page say. That's exactly what they page say. It's for entertainment purposes only.
They doing that to make money, so that's different.
And also, they lying like you look.
Okay. Because you don't really know what's going on behind closed doors. Nobody does.
So let's get into Lying Like You Look. There is a new documentary from Black History Archives, which is a reputable documentary station. Mm-hmm. Like, they put out all these shorts, and sometimes they put out a whole full hour or two documentary about Black history and Black culture.
I'm not trying to be mean, but...
What?
Because you know me, I've been like this since I was, like, 5. It's documentary. Documentary. Yeah, thank you.
That's what I said.
You said documentary. You put an L in there for some reason. I'm
documentary.
Sorry. Yeah, you said documentary.
Documentary.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all saw stupid.
No, I only went there because you know if we go further.
Yeah, no, she does this, y'all. She corrects my English.
I do that to everybody.
But like I said,
don't feel special. No, I'm just joking. But I really literally do that to everybody. Yeah. That's close to me.
Well, you know, she has a degree in English, but anyway.
No, I don't have a degree in Spanish.
Whatever. But foreign language. Language period.
Yeah, language.
But new documentary from did I say it again?
Yes, you did.
Documentary.
Documentary.
Documentary. I still wanna say it. Documentary.
Yes.
Okay. From Black History Archives, which is a reputable site that does documentaries on Black archives of Black history.
Mm-hmm.
And they just recently, I think yesterday, put out this documentary about, and it's a long title, y'all. It's called Unbelievable: Who Are the Ancestors of Black Americans? Slaves, Native Americans, or Original People?
All of them.
Okay.
All of the above.
Yeah, that's basically.
And then some purely just came from West Africa, mostly West Africa, but Africa in general.
Well, that's basically what the documentary said. It said that there are mostly that Black Americans that came from West Africa, and there are also Black Americans that come from purely Native Americans that ended up being in slavery at the time that were enslaved as well.
And
now when I say Native Americans, those are not the Asian descendants that came here after the Native Americans. Now those are two different things. Yes.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Those are two different things. So apparently before the Asian Native Americans, who are called Native Americans, they came here after the Native Americans, who are of all the way African descent.
Because, you know, Africa and South America used to be connected, and then they slowly drifted apart. So you can only assume, I mean, especially if you look at the Olmecs, is the history of the Olmecs, and their leftover statues and stuff, you see obvious African features in this people. And you have to think, Africa was not always as far from South America as it is, or Mexico as it is today. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So when we think of Native Americans, we think of the Asian descendants of Native Americans. We don't think of the Native Americans who were native to the country before these Asian descendant Native Americans came up. Okay, so but what I'm saying is that
also before, you have to think about that too. That the fact that the Native Americans that we associate with the United States, before they used to be darker and they used to look down on the white man or the pale skinned man.
Well, this documentary
documentary.
So it
breaks it all down.
Who's to say that when the Asians came here across the Bering Strait that they did not mix with the original Africans who came here?
They not saying that didn't happen.
Yeah,
that's not what this documentary is about. It's about where do we come from? Is it Native Americans, which some of us do have Asian Native American DNA, and we also have West African DNA at the same time? Or there are also African Americans that don't have any of this Western African DNA, and they came from the direct descendants of the Africans that were here before the Asian Native Americans arrived. So basically, they were still Africans, but they've been here.
Well, everybody's African.
But they've been here before the Asian Native American culture arrived. So basically, like they're saying, where did the Mayans come from? We've seen the pictures. We've seen the hieroglyphs. We know that they're not from the Asian Native American culture.
Yeah, because that really took a lot of time. Like
they look.
How many people really could have survived?
They look Africanized.
Crossing the Bering Strait, going through cold ass Canada, Alaska and Canada, and all that, and making it to Middle America, Central America, and South America.
Apparently a lot, because in the Mayan culture, they found one civilization that housed over 20,000 people, Gina.
No, I'm saying, but you got to think. How is it? It has to be a sense. It has to be of conquering, because the fact of the matter is that how many people could have actually survived that long, coming from Africa and going through Middle East and going through Asia and then going through Russia and then going across the Bering Strait and then going to Alaska, down through Canada, and down through the United States, and then down to Central and South America with enough population to populate that part of the world. Doesn't make sense if you think about it. But if they had a conquering spirit and they came there, even though with the little people, the little bottom people they came with, and they killed off all the men, all the boys, and replaced the DNA, you would, you know, then you see, okay, that's Asiatic male, right?
Yeah. You
see what I'm saying?
But
it would be mostly Asiatic DNA left.
Yeah,
the African DNA would have been killed off by then.
Can you break it down in layman terms for the people that don't understand?
Oh, okay, let me see.
Because you didn't say that so technological that people are like, what? So you're saying that before the Asian Native Americans
arrived. No, you're saying in that documentary saying that before the Asian Native Americans arrived in this part of the world.
The Asian ancestor.
Yeah, the Asian ancestor arrived in this part of the world. You're saying that...
I'm not saying that.
Well, that DNA documentary proof. Is saying that Africans were already here, right? Which makes sense.
Well, they're not calling them Africans. They're calling them Hebrew Israelite Jews.
Whatever.
Okay.
They weren't, anyway.
According to DNA, the same thing. They were.
This religion...
But you can date them back.
Hebrew Israelites is a religion... I'm sorry. Hebrew Israelites, religion.
It's a religion, but this started in Africa. West
Hebrew
Africa.
Israelites, the Hebrew Israelite is a is a nationality, but the current Hebrew Israelites is a religion in the United States that comprised of mostly.
And you can date that back to before the Asian Native Americans came here. You can date that DNA. That African, I want to call it
I
African.
See this
I
want to
call it African, but Africa wasn't even a continent then.
It was already a continent, but it wasn't called Africa.
It wasn't called Africa.
It was
descendants circulated to America before the Asian Native American descendants.
But my point is that they are saying that this out of Africa theory. Okay, so out of Africa theory, they're saying that there was a group of people.
They didn't come here on them slave boats.
They went a certain way out of Africa. They went a certain way out of Africa. They went through...
Well, the documentary breaks it down. It's like they came from Spain. They came from all these different regions. They traveled up from the African continent that we call today. They traveled up into Spain.
You're talking about a different out of Africa than I'm talking about.
No, you need to watch the documentary.
No. I've watched the National Geographic version of out of Africa theory.
No, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the DNA based.
They did a DNA based theory, but I'm just saying that the National Geographic theory says that the DNA trail says that those people that ended up
in South America. In South America, mind you.
In the Americas, period.
In the Americas, period. In the other, on the, this other side of the world. Mm-hmm. They're saying... They're saying
I'm going to say it loud. Get that other bottle of wine because we need to get into this.
Okay.
But I'm saying that they are saying that there is pure DNA that proves that
I want to see
not all African slaves, basically.
No, not all African slaves started off as African slaves.
That is from West Africa.
You don't need DNA for that. You don't need
well,
DNA.
Well, they did. They did the DNA, and they know. Off of the people that they.
But let me finish.
Not all of us.
You said put it in layman's terms.
Yeah, okay. Put it in layman's
terms. So National Geographic did their out of African theory with the DNA, and they proved that everybody came from Africa. So the Native Americans, remember, they came from Africa. Mm-hmm. They started off Africa because everybody started off in Africa, right? So I'm saying that they're trying to say that these people came from Africa, went through the Middle East. Now, mind you, they branched off going along the way, went through Asia, went through Russia, because the Bering Strait was between Russia and what's currently known as the United States or Alaska, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they went through there. Now, mind you, you're talking about these cold-ass temperatures. There's no way that all those people could have survived and reproduced make it to South America. That's one of my points. But the amount of people that could have survived and made it to South America, they probably had, obviously, they had the fucking fighting spirit. Because you can't make it that far without a fighting spirit. And they got down here. This is my theory.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that amount of people could have populated North, Central, and South America.
Had to be a lot of people to build.
There has already been people here.
Tiana,
listen to me. There had already been people here by the time the Asians came here, which would go.
There was. That's what the Asian Native Americans are saying, that there were people here. They've already said that.
That's not what United States history teaches you.
I know, that's why history is changing.
When I say American history.
History is changing. American history is changing. All history is changing because we know now. We know better. People have done the DNA history and they know better now. You know?
But according to National Geographic, there is no DNA that ties people to this side of the world, to the Americas.
Oh, that's a lie.
No. No, no, no. They said they like to call it junk DNA, but it's DNA that they cannot tie to nowhere.
Oh, but they did. In this documentary. It just came out.
They did genetic testing.
On a lot of these Hebrew Israelites today in America that are claiming to be Israelites.
I mean, there's people from Indianapolis.
I know from the original
I grew up with a dude I went to high school with. He's a Hebrew Israelite. That nigga ain't came.
But
that nigga ain't native to the United States. That nigga family came from West Africa. I'm just pointing out, I'm telling you
what the documentary.
That's why I'm not putting it on Hebrew Israelites, because the Hebrew Israelites would not have been a thing when they got here. There wouldn't have been a religion. That's my whole point.
Of course it wasn't, because, whole point. Like I said, the people that built the pyramids in South America before the Asian
even people who built the pyramids in Egypt were not Hebrew Israelites.
I know that. Nobody said that.
Oh, no. I thought you were equating.
No, I'm not equating that. On this side of the world. Before those people even arrived.
Oh, I got confused for
black
a
people here. Let's say what we're saying. Let's tell it how it is. There were enough.
I'm agreeing with you.
Black people.
There were
here
already black people here.
There were already people building here pyramids
before the Asians came. I believe that.
The Asians. But my thing is that
nowadays, when those people in Central and South America and Mexico and stuff, they take those DNA tests, they do not show African direct descendant from African.
They
show distant descendant from Africa.
I know what you're saying.
Because I'm saying that is why I believe that you don't understand what I'm saying.
No, I don't want to lose my train of thought.
Okay,
that's why I put my head
down. You're not understanding what I'm
saying. No, I understand exactly what you're saying. And we're
going to have to stop
thing
it
Yeah, we are saying the same thing.
We're saying the same
but thing. But I'm saying it a different way.
Yeah, you're saying it okay, different
okay, so
way.
We're going to have to stop it. And no, yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
No, I'm just trying to explain to you. Yeah. So we're going to have to pause it and come back in a minute.
Yeah,
so,
we'll be right back.
And I'm going to eat a little bit of my shrimp and my, you know.
Mm-hmm. That part.
I just want to be me. Okay, look, so we're about to clear up this misunderstanding that me and Quincy were talking about the same shit. So
Tiana
funny.
Tiana non-basic, whatever you
But I was getting confused the way she was presenting the information because I have studied this information for years and she's telling me about this documentary I haven't seen yet. And because I was curious a long time ago about you know
the Mayans,
the Mayans,
the pyramids,
all of that, and
how they were here way before the Asians.
Yeah, and so that's where I was getting confused when she was equating the fact that she put slavery and the Mayans together, and I'm like, what the?
Originally
Mayans, when the Spaniards got here, when Christopher Columbus got here, he brought his people here. The Mayans. There was a few other Native American groups. The Mayans, the Incans, and another Native American or another Middle South American group were together, enslaved by them. Mm-hmm. They could not control the Mayans and the Incans and the other Aztecs. They could not control them.
So they killed them off.
They didn't completely kill them off.
This is why they say they don't know what happened to them. They killed them off, girl.
The Mayans, no. There's people still with Mayan DNA. You just said that yourself.
Yeah, but they killed some of them off. Maybe the leaders.
And a lot of it was.
And then they enslaved the rest of them.
Yeah, mostly the men and boys did. Mostly.
They came over here with guns and we only had bows, arrows, and spears and shit.
So I was getting confused because I thought Tiana was equating the Mayans with slavery and being black. But she's saying that no. The Mayans originally were here before the Asians came here, mm-hmm. which I believe, and I've seen a lot of literature to suggest that, which when I was saying, of course, considering the close proximity of Africa to Middle and South America back, you know, centuries ago, thousands of years ago, you know, humans were still there. So where would they go? Who knows when the outer Africa theory started? Nobody can prove it. And that's what I was saying
This documentary kind of proved it. It proved that slaves had direct...
Yeah.
Are people that come from slavery. So this is a modern day DNA.
So that's
DNA,
why I'm saying no. Yeah, definitely.
DNA people, study. This is a modern DNA study.
So once they beat down the Mayans and the Incas and the Aztecs, they brought African slaves over from West Africa and they mixed in. There's another Taino. There's Taino. Mm-hmm. There's Taino, there is Mayans, there's Aztecs, and there's Incans. They beat them down so much and they
enslaved them.
They tried to, but it didn't work. So that's when they brought the West Africans over. No, it didn't work enough for them to mix, right?
Yeah. They mixed when the West Africans came. They mixed the Native Americans that were already here, the Incans, the Mayans.
And they hid a lot of that. They hid a lot of that information.
This is hidden history.
Yeah, because there is like a whole group.
And this is hidden black history at that.
Yeah.
Because these people were black. That's what I want to make it clear.
Yeah, and I believe the Mayans...
The Incans were black. The Mayans were black. The Aztecs were black.
The Tainos were black.
The Tainas were black. They all were black, you guys.
But the thing is that they wore their DNA out so much that you can barely see where they, you know, where they where those cultures, those civilizations end, and the mixture and
began.
The people with the black people who are obviously, like, there are black people in Mexico who realized after years that they have been raised as black people. They have the same culture as Africans, as black Americans, mm-hmm. for years, and finally realized, and they got dark skin, and finally realized, damn, I'm black.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm saying they hit that. They beat that culture down really good.
They beat our culture down.
And so this is what Tiana is talking
now,
about. This is what Tiana is talking about.
Now, this is why I want to get really in-depth with this. Because they are saying that, you know, originally people thought that the Hispanics, the Asiatic Hispanics, which are currently called the Native Americans, that they have been, they have so many different DNA structures in their DNA today.
But they really don't know.
Yeah, they don't know. And America...
Because they don't have too much
They only have spoken word.
They don't have a whole lot of documentation. Because the Spaniards, when they came, they destroyed a lot of
their tablets. Yeah, their
everything.
Their pyramids. They destroyed a lot of pyramids. Remains. It's kind of like what's going on in modern day Israel right now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So they're trying to destroy the culture of where they come from. And they have destroyed the culture of the American black person. But we But we have found out through our DNA. Well, this study particularly has found out through our DNA that before slavery even began, the original natives' DNA of America, before it became America, can be found still in the living and breathing African black Americans of today. Yeah. What they call the
African, especially if you're talking about Southern America.
People don't want to be called African American because their DNA can be traced back to this original American DNA.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of people be like, I'm not African. I'm a Native American. Yeah. I'm a Native American, not an Asian.
I'm a black American.
Not an Asian. I'm a black American. Not an Asian.
I'm a black person from, I'm black in America.
Yeah, I'm black in America. No, and their DNA and our DNA can be traced back. According to this study, there's thousands of participants.
But not everybody has their DNA. So that's another place.
But these participants' DNA can be traced back to all the way back to Mayan culture. That's what's crazy. And
once they found the DNA sample to base it off of,
and this is new, you guys.
Yeah, because the National Geographic
study was done back in 2019, early 2000s.
It was early 2000s. Yeah.
I thought it was back in 2019, but I seen
it. Nah, it was before then because
I seen one in 2019.
It was my summer break one year, and I only had Tina, so it couldn't have been 2019.
Well, this study just concluded in 2023. And now we're in 2024, and it's showing that some of this DNA of enslaved heritage Africans can be traced back to the Israelites. It can be traced back to the Mayan culture, some of them.
Now that they have,
and then West Africa, they have these mummified specimens that they can now trace back to the original Native Americans, which did not come
Asia. I understand why people are saying that ancestry DNA and
it's a bullshit
123andMe what is it 123andMe or something and the African ancestry DNA thing test, that's why they're saying they're fake, because they can only base your heritage off of what DNA they have on file.
No, I think it's all. It's also
no. I'm saying they're fake. DNA. They're technically fake because they can only base off what they have on file.
They also based off of the census and shit like that.
No. Ancestry DNA, 123andMe, and the African ancestry DNA is based off what DNA that they have on file. They have to build up their database in order to tell you exactly.
Yeah,
where you're
I think this is part of them building up their database.
Yeah.
Because they have gathered these specimens from the mummified, remains of these Mayan cultures and these Native Aztecs and what was the other one?
Taínos and Incas,
and they found that this DNA doesn't match the Asianic DNA that most Spaniards come from. They come from the Asian,
or what we would say
Filipino culture and Asian culture. They come from that. Yeah. But they do not come from Native American culture. Native Americans are something totally different. So it's Native, and then we got
Native American Asians and Native American.
We have Native Africans.
Let's call them Native Americans.
Well, according to this DNA study, we have Native Americans. Now they're calling it. And then we have the Native Asian Americans. Okay. So they're based off of the Asian culture that came here after the Mayans, after the Incas, after the Aztecs, and after the Taínos,
they were saying that those were all related.
Black people.
They were all. That's what I was trying to point out with my out of Africa theory, with talking about how the Asians crossed the Bering Strait, and those became the Native Americans. That's what I was pointing out. There's no way that they made it down that far unless they were so strong they killed off every DNA sample that came here before they got here and made it all the way down to the tip of South America, which is not that far from Antarctica. There's no way.
Okay.
In my opinion. That's my opinion, though. That's not scientific fact.
No, it's just a theory. It's a theory. The DNA studies have proven.
Proven that my assumption is more than likely correct.
I thought it was incorrect because
My thing was, I was saying that
you thought Africans, all slaves came from Africa, right?
No, I did not. Never thought all slaves. Oh, I thought you thought that. What are you talking about? No, I got confused when you were saying that Mayans were slaves. I thought you were saying that Mayans were slaves. That's what I was trying to explain to you.
They were enslaved, though.
Yeah, they were enslaved, but they weren't. No, they didn't. They were enslaved black people. That's what I got confused on.
Yeah, they were black, but they were enslaved after. But did you watching all of the documentaries that I've seen about Mayan culture, it really baffles me that they haven't found all the pyramids. But it also baffles me.
Well, a lot of them are like deep in
the architecture. They are standing the test of time even more than the European and the
You talking about?
No, more than the European.
European have pyramids. Yeah,
they have pyramids in Europe.
Oh no, they have Stonehenge.
No, they have pyramids too.
I got those. That
girl,
shit up.
Google it. More than the European and the Egyptian pyramids. These pyramids that were built in the Mayan culture, they have stood the test of time, honey.
I've seen them. And the Aztec culture too as well.
And not only did they stood the test of time, their fucking hieroglyphs, their artistic ability back then was amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, they built maps and everything. Yeah. The fucking time clocks that they kept were more accurate than the time clocks that we use now today. Yeah,
well,
like, those people were freaking.
Well, their time was based on the sun. Our time is loosely based on the sun, but
yeah. No, not originally. But I think that we should
have. The sun and the moon cycles is what time is based off of.
Yeah, but.
In its most basic form.
Mm-hmm.
But who had the best calendars is different.
I'm not talking about the calendar. I'm talking about the artwork that was done.
No, I was saying time calendars that's based off of the movement of the sun.
But just look at just look at the hieroglyphs. Just look at the carvings on their headstones and their tombs that they made for their descendants and everything, for their mummified remains. The tombs that they made were so artistically designed. That the Mayans,
I mean, based off of just, I mean, it was just TV. It wasn't nothing I actually studied or anything.
I believe they was the original.
It wasn't just them, though. But no, based off all of that.
Just the artwork.
And the fact that they assumed
the fact that they assumed that
one whole half of the world had no people, ever, until the Asians came.
It was ridiculous.
It was always something as a point of contention.
But it was a theory off of what they could think of seeing just by sight. It was a theory by sight. It wasn't a theory by scientific, discovery.
Yeah.
It was a theory based off of sight.
Archaeological insight. Yeah. Archaeological is basically
I don't
sight.
Think it was archaeological. I think because if you...
What about anthropological?
You have to think about those people coming over here. And how they were of Asian descent and how they came here and these pyramids were already here.
Yeah.
These people were already here that they've never seen, they've never had any relation to, but they embraced the culture.
Did they?
They did. And they took it as their own.
As sure as they ain't
because of what they were taught.
Fights with people.
They took it as their own because of what they were taught. But what was you saying? Because of what?
Are you sure they didn't get no fights with people? Well, I guess they probably left the different places to avoid war and to come to a more peaceful place. Because Native Americans do tend to be, of Asian descent, do tend to be very peaceful people. So, I can't say that.
Well, the big rumor, let's go on back into line like you look. The big rumor now is let's play that song.
So, yeah. So, are scientists lying like they look? Do people know what the fuck they're talking about? Can we really prove where everybody came from?
No, we can't.
No, I'm just saying that shit. I don't care.
I mean, real.
It just sounded like a good intro to the song.
To the song, okay. It did. I wish I could find the song. Cause I can't find it. But I will see. I can go to it.
Cause you're lying like you look, and you look just like you lie.
Okay. But this was part of You Lying Like You Look, and we didn't even get it to.
That's why
of the documentary, what's part of line? Like,
that's the whole point. I said that. I tried to put it together.
But this is crazy, but they're saying that according to Essence.com or Essence Magazine, Tina Knowles is saying everything is perfect between Beyonce and Jay-Z. But according to these vloggers and other sites, they have
What was that one site you sent to me?
I gotta look it up.
I forgot to check if it's a reputable site.
I don't think it is. I definitely don't think it is, but they are saying that Beyonce and Jay-Z
have filed for divorce.
Well, Beyonce is divorced.
Yeah.
They're saying she's a free woman, and that is on FreshersLive.com. And they say Beyonce's divorce from Jay-Z has been finalized, ending their marriage. Okay, this has been debunked. It's fake news.
Yeah, because we just want some people.
It's debunked. So, Fresher Live is their line like they look.
Mama,
okay, do not believe it. There's other bloggers, Jason Lee, and all kind of people are saying that maybe she did. I don't know if she got a divorce from Jay-Z. But at this moment, I'm
thinking
that
it is. Nobody would know. I mean, I guess if you're rich enough, you can keep it from becoming public record.
You can. They are billionaires, girl. If you don't want that $1 million story out there leaked, you gonna keep it to yourself. Honey, how long did it take
But how did they find out R. Kelly and
how did they find out that Jay-Z and Beyonce was even married? They got married in the so-called secret ceremony.
Because all marriage records and all divorce records are public
knowledge.
Birth records, death records.
According to them,
now, you can't get a death certificate unless you are directly related to that person. You can prove that you are a person representative of that to get. So I'm just saying, like, there's until there's a news web a news site that can show me a
reputable. Birth certificate, let's say reputable.
Yeah. Even non-reputable, if they can show me a valid because they're not gonna. A non-reputable website is not going to show a fake divorce certificate so they can get sued and lose their place online. So, they can speculate and they can allege all they want to.
Mm-hmm. Allegations, to some people, is real. But yeah, true, facts is something else. But if they have documentation proving that Beyonce is currently divorced from Jay-Z, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. And guess what? I don't believe it. I think it's another lying like you look story. And I'm not part of the beehive. You know, I'm not on nobody's side. I'm just saying that this shit sound like they lying like they look.
They lying.
But speaking of somebody else that's lying like they look, you know, Taseki and her sister, Kershawn Rock, has apparently made up. They did a live together, and they're all to the good. But, you know, people are still speaking on their beef. But what I want to say is, fuck they beef, and fuck people not listening to Taseki music, because, to me, this is my new favorite artist, y'all.
I like her, too, a lot.
And I'm about to play one of her old songs from 3 years ago. And she is our artist of the day, Taseki. And her song is called
Have you heard of her?
Broken.
Taseki, yeah, Taseki.
Oh, yeah, she fired.
Yeah, no, ain't she?
You can't go wrong with Taseki Angola. That's a bad bitch. I'm sorry. But
this is her song, Broken.
Yeah, this is ours.
I love Taseki's voice.
I'm smoking today.
Yeah, no, I really saved a lot of hair. I gotta look and see where I got that hair from. That hair is fire. I had it purple before I got purple hair. But this hair I got off of Amazon. It's good. It's some good hair. And I just fucked up. And I'm gonna have to start over again. I'm about to fucking make this shit work.
I love this shirt.
Yeah, it's a cute shirt.
You gotta talk through the whole damn time.
No, but mostly. But your phone's closer to it than we are, so it should pick up most of the music. It's gonna pick up our conversation up for real. Supposed to be my everything. When you are, I hope
all I want to say is that's how y'all gonna get.
The game. Yeah.
Okay, so next year she better win at least one Artist of the Year.
I think so. She need a Grammy, girl. She need a Grammy.
New Artist of the Year.
Yes, let's get that out there. We gonna claim it for her, and yes, we not promoting her. We don't know her, y'all.
I'm promoting her.
No. Some people say
not
it.
Financially because I ain't got no money.
Yeah, and like we're not financially backing this girl. We're not like getting paid to promote her. No. I just think dudes is do what they do.
And
give this girl her dues. She's been doing this for years before her sister even came onto the scene. Now her music happened to be getting millions of views since her sister came out.
Yeah.
And all the drama that surrounds Krishan and Blueface, you know.
Oh, God.
But Tsetse, she's her own artist. She's her own person. And she's a star, honey.
She's a star.
I think she got a beautiful personality,
I don't know about her personality, but from what I hear, she can fight. She can kick some motherfucking ass.
You know.
Several bitches at a time. But anyway, go ahead.
But, you know, I feel like I can feel people's spirit, and her spirit feel good to me. Like, yeah. I ain't never had her favorite artist.
Her spirit through her music, but yeah.
Yeah, no, not through her music. I watch her on her little reality TV shows, and I think that she's just got a good spirit on her. Even though she didn't beat a couple of people up or whatever, you know, that happens. You know, sometimes in life, if you didn't grow up in the suburbs, you might have to beat a bitch up now and again.
I know,
now
right?
Now and again.
And I'm not even a fighter, and I had to.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm a bookworm, book nerd,
all that, honey.
Living in the hood, you gonna have to fight. This is good life, and it's real. Technically, but no.
It's nothing that she could have probably did to avoid a lot of these fights that she got in.
No, you live in an up-and-coming
neighborhood. And then again, on the fights that we've seen on TV, she gets paid for those fights. But anyways, I have to say, I love her music. I love her style of music.
And I can't wait to see how far she can go.
I cannot wait. And she is, again, our artist of the day. And you can find the rest of that song in our...
the link under the description.
In our description. Okay. And so let's get into Nappy Time Stories.
Oh, God. Nappy Time Stories.
Nappy Time Stories.
Oh, we might as well give it
a jingle. Yeah.
We need to give Nappy Time Stories a jingle. We're going to come up with one. On the next episode, we're going to have a jingle for Nappy Time Stories.
Nappy Time Stories.
Okay, so this is like this. This is like this. You want to get your car fixed or you want to buy some crack? You need a new tire or you want to buy some meth?
Okay, that got a story.
You need your windshield fixed? Or you need a gun.
Fox 59, a tire shop on East Washington Street was raided as being a drug front. Two people have been arrested so far. And
the owner and another guy. I don't know his name.
I guess.
But the owner's name was something.
It was something. I'm just saying this is like turning out to be a regular story in Indianapolis.
No, but yeah, because this ain't the first time. Okay, so since we're talking about Naptown stories, we're talking about drug fronts. Okay, look, there was this car shop. I think it was Imported Autos or foreign something with they were supposed to have these foreign cars that you could buy. And it was a place on Keystone, like on 40 something in Keystone. And
why is always the east side though?
I know, right?
there were 17 people shot during the All-Star game. None of them downtown. Nobody downtown knew what was going on. But 17 shootings. One died. And all these shootings happened during the All-Star weekend.
On the east side.
On the east side, though. It's always the east side. It's
always the east side for us.
I don't understand it.
I don't know. It's toxic over there. But, okay, so there was this car place. And that car place, I mean, I remember... You know, that car placed me in there when I was in high school, and we go to McDonald's or whatever, mm-hmm. or wherever we go, and that car place was there. It was some kind of foreign auto, imported auto, whatever it was called, and that place was there. And then I drove by there in my 30s, and I looked, and I realized I've driven by this place so many times, and I've been by this place so many times in my life since my memory from high school, and I noticed that some of them cars are the same motherfucking car. So I'm in my late 20s, early 30s, and I'm driving by there to go to work, and I'm like, they selling drugs out of that motherfucking place.
It's the same car.
They selling drugs. I
Since you was a teenager. Since I was a teenager. 30 years old.
Damn near 30. Around 30. Mm. Okay. And so, in my late 30s, they heard it come on the news. They are front for drugs. I was like, damn, bitch, I was right. The fuck? But so, I guess this is a thing here. There's probably a lot more businesses in this city and probably across the United States.
Don't be snitching.
And in the world. I don't know where they are. Do I look like I buy drugs?
Nah. My
afro looks good with this
age. But James Wilkerson, he was charged with dealing cocaine.
And he is the owner of the tire shop.
Mm-hmm. And apparently unlawful possession of a firearm. So why wouldn't he? He's also a convicted felon. He didn't open up a business.
He was trying to get a front, but he ain't turned his life around.
But hold on, you didn't open up a business without getting an expungement. And you still selling drugs, and you selling drugs out your business. And I mean, goddamn, can you be any dumber? What happened to America's dumbest criminals? Because he should be on America's dumbest criminal. Like, you dumb.
Hey, but you know what? You can buy meth and crack and cocaine down at the McDonald's on 38.
I'm just like, he is too stupid.
Now, they don't sell it at a McDonald's. McDonald's is not the vendor for these drugs. But if you go up there, you probably can buy some drugs.
His associate was also arrested. William Boyd was arrested on preliminary charges of dealing cocaine he was also charged with dealing marijuana. So they selling cocaine and marijuana at the tire shop. So William Boyd was arrested, who was also a part of the tire shop. He's not the owner.
Hey, I know this bitch that got banned from Washington Street from the east side to the west side.
What?
Yeah, for selling her pussy. But go ahead. Wow.
So according to Fox 59, a SWAT team descended on the Tire King. That's what they call it. Yeah. And they are located at
39
East Washington Street, allegedly. Allegedly. You know what I'm saying? Allegedly.
Well, they found drugs there, so that's not
but
too alleged.
If I don't have to say this, it's not entertaining.
And them niggas ain't going to sue us because they can't get the... they gotta get out of jail first.
Boyd had walked to nearby Amoco station when police went inside the business and arrested him. Boyd apparently gave his gun to the gas station cashier when he spotted the police coming into the store, but the cashier turned the weapon over to investigators.
He said, I ain't gonna know what you did.
According to the court documents, investigators accused Boyd of hiding various narcotics inside vehicles that were in different phases of repair or restoration. Hmm. Police said most of the vehicles didn't have license plates and were definitely inoperable. So, a source of the business...
Like I said, you want your wheelchair?
Look, you said it was a snitch. It was a snitch. A snitch told. So, a source of the business uncovered at least 50 empty heat-sealed plastic bags. These bags smelled like marijuana.
Damn, nigga.
So, how is he getting accused of selling marijuana when they didn't find no marijuana?
Oh.
Because the bag smelled like marijuana?
Paraphernalia?
You should charge him with paraphernalia. You have no fucking evidence.
There's no charge for that. So
I'm saying, what are the bags? The bags is paraphernalia. Who said that they were selling bags of weed when the bags had no weed in them, but they smelled like
paraphernalia.
Okay, so that's...
How you know they ain't bought it, we didn't went and were just smoking on their own, though?
Yeah, that's true.
They could have been smoking that's crack, true. Too.
But again, but the they article were also selling says guns, that these so. Two men are assumed innocent until proven guilty by law. So, right now, it's not proven, but it seemed logical.
Especially when we're in what we know. Like
I'm
I said.
Sorry. It do seem logical. I'm like, I don't know if they were really doing it. They didn't find no weed or whatever, but they still arrested these niggas. So, whatever. They arrested. So, we like to thank y'all. For not snitching.
Yeah.
But they got snitched.
Hey, if you buy...
They were definitely snitched on.
If you buy some drugs
article.
From somebody, because that had to be somebody that was buying drugs from them.
Yeah, then and that person snitched, and they if said, you, hey, like, this you is are, where I get my cocaine.
Nigga,
hey,
take that loss. Take that loss and go about your business.
I don't know. They should have did more, like, to legitimize their business before they went into actual...
Because they did have a bunch of cars that were, obviously...
Selling tires. What? But I guess they didn't find, you know, the evidence that they really needed, but they arrested them for selling cocaine to whoever showed up at the shop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they didn't find any paraphernalia or drugs or whatever. But again, the article says that these two gentlemen are proven innocent.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Innocent until proven guilty. But they didn't put their names out there, y'all. They put their names, they name of their business and everything. Like, they damn near shut them down, basically.
That's what they did, really.
Yeah, they shut them down.
You know what?
So
you
where
know what?
The fact that they maybe thought they was going to find
somebody
something.
Probably, yeah. Somebody want to buy their property. That's probably what it is.
You know it. These corporations would do anything.
These black men own this, the prime, they own prime real estate on West Washington, on East Washington State.
Well, you know there's a federal law now that is trying to exempt corporations from buying up so much public property.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. But you know why they doing it, though? Because the Chinese and the everybody else, they got all the money.
Punjabi.
Japanese and the they buying up hella land.
The Punjabis is taking over Indiana. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all.
I'm about to learn me
they
some Punjabi.
Buying all, I know. Thank you. I was about to learn me some too, girl. But they are buying up all the gas stations.
Convenience
stores. They buying
well,
up
convenience
strip
stores
malls.
Attached to...
But shouldn't they be scared that they buying them damn gas stations, all that gas?
Well, most Punjabis are actually either Christian or they don't practice or believe in religion. So
how they know that? How they know that they actually of that descent?
Oh,
they not doing no investigation. They just saying, I'm a Punjabi Christian. Sell me this property.
No, they didn't say they were Christians. I was saying that the majority of Punjabis are not Arabic, though.
They are Christian.
They tend to be Christian. If they follow any religion.
If that. But most of them do. But anyways, I'm going to say this. That's a lot of gas power.
Yeah, that's what Doug always say.
Yeah.
Why you think it's the corner, a gas station on every corner in the hood?
And again, why would they blow up the hood, though?
Because we ain't do shit to them.
We didn't.
And they don't care if you kill us. Go ahead. Bomb!
I think that's why they selling them our gas stations in the hood, because they gonna say, hell no, we don't care them black people is dead, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, they pollute the ground. Yeah,
predominantly black, but guess what? This is a gentrified neighborhood.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's predominantly black still, but also, these black people have money to live over here.
That's true, too.
Now
they work.
And it's buying up houses over
here.
Yeah. Then for years, for the last few years, they've been...
Well,
no,
even in the past.
In the past, yeah. Black people have
that's
owned
why, that's
their
why,
houses in this area.
That's why this house is owned here.
Yeah.
Like, Miss Lessie,
yeah.
Her house, you remember her, the double she owned? Yeah. So, a lot of this area... Was
she finally sold. Why she said? I don't even know why she sold.
Cause
she said she was
older.
Too old,
yeah.
But she should have gave it, the company, to somebody else. But anyway,
you know, they don't always have successors, you know.
You know,
go ahead,
yeah. But it's black people, we need to learn to have successors.
Yeah.
It's black people, we need to learn
how to... Yeah, but you know, when we get that money,
build generational
wealth. When we get that money, we want to give our kids everything
we
have.
We want to go on trips, girl.
And we want to give our kids
everything we
have.
We want to buy Birkin bags. We want to, why?
Instead of teaching them to run our businesses,
why?
We want to give them everything we didn't have. No, I'm guilty of doing that. You know, instead of...
Hey. I just talked to you earlier about how I kept all six of my kids in Jordans. Now, tell me what. I might go without a Jordan, but I guess I guarantee my kids is now. It took me
years. Now that most of the kids
are gone, now that most of my kids is grown and out of the house, it took me years to buy a pair of Jordans for myself. But for my kids, I'm going to make sure my kids is straight. They in the name, the latest name brand. You know,
Levi's and Nikes.
They in the Levi's and they in the Nikes. The Levi's is expensive, girl. Stop with me. Levi's is expensive.
I only pay like $20.
People is buying grow animals for their kids. They not buying Levi's. You buying Levi's for babies. Your daughter had an iPhone before she could even spell iPhone. Okay, that's real life. That's fucked up.
I should have did that.
No, but you did it because that's not what you grew up with. You wanted your kids to have better, and that's the society that we live in now. We want our kids to have better,
but we need to teach them to do better.
Teach them to do better, though, because
a lot of us is up there spending this money, make sure our kids got all this shit, and we not sitting down with them to talk about how to maintain that wealth, maintain what we gave them. And I finished my whole head.
You did. She braided her whole hair while we was doing this podcast.
Well, the front part.
Well, the front part. But that's a lot, girl. You did it, and it looks great. But I want to say that a lot of people, not just black people, people in general, that are making more money than their parents made, had ever made in their life, even though with the cost of living rising, it equates to exactly the amount that their parents made.
Even if they do better, their parents' money was worth way more than what their money worth these days.
Exactly.
That's and fucked up.
It's crazy. Call me your auntie. But anyways, I'm going to tell you, auntie is going to tell you that y'all need to start saving y'all money. But this is the thing. Don't save your money in a savings account. Please invest.
Put it under
your
mattress. Get you a safe.
Invest the bunny. The safe is gonna make it devalue.
I'm just being funny.
I know what you're saying, but invest your money.
Well, take your money, get some gold, and then put the gold.
Start
in the
a
safe.
Business
because the gold ain't gonna lose too much value.
Build generational wealth. Gold is key, but hey, that money ain't gonna do nothing when them aliens arrive.
But thank you for joining another episode of Honestly Unbothered.
And as always, I'm going to need y'all to remain unbothered and invest y'all money. Invest. Did I say invest?
No, I'm the housewife, not Queen T.
But did I say invest?
You said invest.
Invest. What you going to do? Build generational wealth?
Invest. And teach your kids.
Before we go out. Donald Trump and Biden apparently have new sneakers.
Oh, they got old people Nikes?
I guess so.
With the thick heels?
They call Trump got his sneaker and then Biden got his sneaker. They got two different sneakers.
You got thick-heeled old people sneakers. Help your walk smooth.
Geriatric shoes.
Yes,
that's what I want to call
Nikes.
I want to call them. They not Nikes. There's a Trump shoe and then it's a Biden shoe.
Oh, it's so New Balance Trump and New Balance Biden.
It's not New Balance. It's not with no
I'm Trump. Just being silly.
It's based off of their campaign trail. You know? They've started their own shoe campaign, I guess. But anyways, this shit's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Remain unbothered, people. Don't buy them shoes.
And don't vote for Biden nor Trump.
Neither one of them, they suck. Period. Both of them. You need to wrap them two motherfuckers up in a blanket and say good night.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Grandpa, and good night to you,
Grandpa,
guys.
Make sure you took all your medicine. Make sure you took that heart medicine. Yes, and good night. Yes. And we will see y'all on the next episode.
And as always, remain honestly unbothered.
Know what it means. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Niggas gon' be mad at us. And they just gon' be mad at us. They just gon' be mad. Gon' be mad at us. Gon' be mad at us. Gon' be mad at us. Gon' be mad at us.
When you're on a high, someone's gonna try and bring you down.
Not doing right.
if you ain't got no haters around.